Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. Everyone has a label in their life. We've probably had many of them, whether you're a father, a friend, a son, a mother. We all have these labels that we find, and we talk about how sometimes labels, as good as they are of helping us identify things, sometimes they can become our limits in our faith. We looked at Luke chapter 3. Here's what it says in verse 1 through 3. It says, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being the governor of Judea, and Herod, being the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, I took time to share that first part because I wanted you to see that when Luke was writing, he wasn't writing a story that he was making up. He wasn't doing a Cliff's Notes version of Jesus' life. He was sharing a historical story. He had been researching. So when he names all of those people at the beginning, it's because he's saying, look, you can check it out. It happened right at this point in time. So he gets it then into the point of the chapter where he's really introducing John the Baptist. Now, we saw about the birth of John the Baptist and how he came to be earlier in the series, but now we see his ministry has started. He goes out into the wilderness, and he is proclaiming a baptism for the repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Now, it's really an interesting story because John the Baptist was handpicked by God to go and pave the way, to make things ready for Jesus Christ to come into the world. John became a very popular figure in all of Jerusalem. People were going out to him from all over the place, and he was preaching this repentance. And repentance is an interesting word. You know, when you think of repentance, you might think, oh, I need to feel sorry for something that I've done. But repentance really goes further than that. It's, you know, imagine, and we've probably all been there, you know, maybe if you have a kid or maybe it's yourself, you get caught doing something or your kid gets caught doing something and they say, oh, I'm sorry. Why? They're sorry they got caught, right? Repentance is really a change of mind. That the way I'm looking at things is changing. The paradigm in which I'm looking at my life is changing. I now agree with God that the way I'm living isn't the way it should be. I'm agreeing with God that the way I should live is the way that God wants it to live, wants my life to be. That's the interesting thing about what repentance is. And a lot of people think, you know, okay, well, what? How do I know if I'm really sorry for my sin? And I think John the Baptist goes on in the chapter and talks about how repentance plays out differently in everyone's life. And he talks to different groups of people in the chapter and from, you know, people who are religious to people who are irreligious to people who were, you know, tax collectors. He tells them, look, this is what repentance would look like in your life, but it's so individualistic. But the universal truth is that repentance starts in our heart, that we look at the way God wants us to live and we agree with God. Now, on this side of the cross, it's easy to see that, you know, repentance for the remission of sins comes and is found in Christ, that, you know, we know why Christ died on the cross, we know why he rose again, and because he's alive, he calls us all into this relationship with him. And the truth of baptism happens when we recognize who he is, we agree with who he is, we surrender our life to him, and something happens in our heart. We have a circumcision of the heart, or a baptism of the heart, happens before it ever happens on the outside. Right? When we get baptized physically, it's an outward picture of something that's already happened inward. And that inward thing that happened to us started with repentance. I think sometimes we get the cart before the horse and think, well, what should my life look like? But realizing it comes from a heart of agreeing with God. And as you agree with God, allowing your life to view it the way that he views it. God, I pray that you give us hearts of repentance to see our life in light of the way that you see it. God, help us to continually every day lay our life down to view our life the way that you want us to view it. Help us to agree with you. God, you have the right to peer deeply into us and to change us, to mold us, to encourage us, to challenge us. Lord, we give you that right in our heart, God, because you are God and you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we love you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take a second and just think through, what this looks like in your life. Talk to the Lord about it before you move on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.